Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kethalina. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated India Bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes for the vice presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. He informed that out of 752 valid votes, Mr. Radhakrishnan secured 452 votes while Sudarshan Reddy got 300 votes in the 17th vice presidential election held in New Parliament Building yesterday.
I, P.C. Modi, the returning officer for the vice presidential election 2025, hereby declare that Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan, Jal Bhushan, Raj Bhavan, Walkeshwar Road, Malabar Hill, Mumbai, has been duly elected to the office of Vice President of India.
The Rajya Sabha Secretary General informed that the election for the post of Vice President was held in a free, fair and orderly manner. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. In a social media post, the President said that Mr. Radhakrishnan's decades of rich experience in public life will contribute significantly to the nation's progress. She also extended her wishes to the newly elected Vice President for a successful and impactful tenure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is confident that he will be an outstanding vice president who will strengthen the country's constitutional values and enhance parliamentary discourse. Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Chief Minister Nipur Rio have congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Governor Bhalla said, Mr. Radhakrishnan's vast experience, integrity and dedication to public service will further strengthen the democratic ethos of the nation. Chief Minister Rio said he is confident that Mr. Radhakrishnan's wisdom and extensive experience will greatly contribute to the service of the nation. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vote to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. In his first public remarks after the victory, Vice President-elect said, the opposition alliance said that this election is an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious. He said, it is a victory for every Indian, and we will have to work together if we have to make India a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Radhakrishnan said in his new capacity, he will try his best for the development of the nation.
We have to develop Viksit Bharat by 2047 means we should not do politics in everything. We have to forget once the election is over, we have to forget the politics and we have to concentrate on the develop. In the new capacity, I will try my best for the development of this nation.
The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved GST rates rationalization. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for the housing sector. Our correspondent reports that the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man.
The government has announced a big relief for the housing and construction sector by reducing GST rates on key building materials. Cement, which earlier attracted 28% GST, will now be taxed at 18%. The rates on items like marble, granite, blocks and sand-lime bricks have been brought down from 12% to just 5%. Similarly, bamboo flooring, wooden joinery, packing cases and pallets will also now carry only 5% GST instead of 12%. This move is expected to make construction materials cheaper, reducing the overall cost of homes and infrastructure projects. This would also foster affordability for the people who are buying and building a house. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the fourth round of tripartite talks between the Ministry of Home Affairs, Nagaland Government and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, was held at the police complex in Tsumukedima yesterday. In a statement, the ENPO said several key issues were discussed during the three-hour meeting. The MHA assured that a comprehensive draft on the proposed frontier Nagaland territory would be prepared and presented at the earliest. A subsequent meeting of the next high-level committee will be convened convened. The MHA team was led by advisor and artist A.K. Mishra, along with Joint Director IB Rakesh Kamble and Deputy Director SIB Nagaland Vinit Kumar. The Nagaland delegation was headed by Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchan, with senior officials from key departments. The ENPO team was led by its President Ching Mark Chung. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned, as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.